Brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Veterans Day to all of you today. We pray especially for them. Do we have any veterans here at Mass today, here anywhere? We do a few. Thank you. Thank you for your service to our country. It's important that we remember all of them, especially those that saw action, and saw wars up close. Those definitely stay with them and bear heavily on their hearts. So it's important for us to pray with the rest of our country today for the veterans. There's a service, I think, today at 10 o'clock at the University of Mary, if you can make that time to pray for them. It just so happens that today, this Veterans Day, we're also celebrating a soldier of the church. St. Martin of Tours was a soldier before he was baptized. And long before there was Mother Teresa of Calcutta, there was St. Francis of Assisi. He would have been thought of the most charitable person in the world. And before St. Francis of Assisi, we would all had a devotion to St. Martin of Tours. He was just the image of charity. We call him Martin the Charitable. And this is because of his great care for all those who were poor, giving his own cloak to the poor man who he later saw as Christ himself in a vision. He saw that he had given his cloak actually to Jesus. So St. Martin, a great inspiration for us. But what's lesser known about St. Martin of Tours, he was made a bishop then, is that he worked diligently for the reform of the clergy in his own day, and did a great deal to help build up those who were supposed to lead others to Christ. Jesus in the Gospel today is talking to his innermost circle of clergy, the apostles. And he has perhaps the most frightening words addressed to us from God for his priests. He says, "Woe to those through whom sins occur." And he's speaking especially about his apostles. "It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. Be on your guard." And so we can see Jesus speaking about how the clergy lead people astray and what great devastation that brings. We all are acutely aware of it in our own day and age, as we know clergy who have failed miserably. And we can see that Jesus understands this in these words. And so we can pray to St. Martin of Tours, not only for those who are poor, which is who he especially was good at ministering to, those who were in the greatest need, but also we can pray to him for for the clergy, for the reform of the clergy, which is a great need. And when the apostles see this, they cry out to Jesus. When they see how big of a task they're being entrusted with, they say, "Increase our faith." It's a wise thing for them to say. "Jesus, help us to have faith, to be able to forgive 7 times in one day." And so we pray that we would have an increase in faith. We pray for the reform of the clergy, that we can be holy priests. And I know that so many of you pray for priests. Thank you. Thanks be to God for you. And let us continue to do that, especially through the intercession of St. Martin of Tours. Let us ask our Lord, who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist, to lead, guard, and protect the Holy Catholic Church.